Take a look at this word, pandering. Pandering. Do you know what that means? What does pandering mean? Well, in this lesson, I'm going to teach you. But first, you have to subscribe to my channel right down there. Okay, so to pander means to please someone in order to get something in return. Okay, to please means to make someone happy. Okay, so pander means to try to make someone happy in order to get something in return. You want something back. Okay, now this word is very often used in politics. In politics, because in a democracy, you have to make people happy so that they vote for you, right? In a country like Canada, which is a democracy, the politicians have to say things and do things that the people like so that they can win the votes, so that they can get as many votes as they can. For example, let's say this guy is a politician, right? He says no more taxes for rich people, right? Then you could say he's just pandering to the rich. He's just pandering. He's just trying to get rich people to vote for him, right? That's why he's saying no more taxes for rich people. He's trying to make friends with the rich people so that they'll vote for him, right? Or take this guy. He says free university tuition. Wow. Young people love that, right? So you could say he's just pandering to young people. He's just pandering to young people who don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on their university tuition, which is the case here in Canada. In Canada, university is really expensive, but not as expensive as in the United States. In the US, university is so expensive. Here in Canada, it's much cheaper, but it's still pretty expensive. Okay, so the word pandering sort of has a negative connotation. A negative connotation. What does this word here mean? Connotation. Well, it means the meaning and feeling of a word. Sort of the way a word feels. That's called the connotation of a word. And the word pandering has a negative connotation. That means it sort of has a bad feeling. It's not a great word, right? So if you say the politician is pandering, that means you think the politician is not being honest. The politician is sort of greasy. Greasy, that's a good word to describe it. It sort of means you're hiding the truth. You have a different motive. You have a sort of a hidden motive. Okay, so that's sort of what the word pandering feels like. If you say a politician is pandering, that means you don't really think he's being very honest. Okay, now take a look at this picture. Do you recognize this person? This is the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Okay, now why is Justin Trudeau wearing these clothes? And why is he wearing that on his head? Well, that's because he is in India. Okay. I think in this picture he's in India. Okay, now why is he wearing this? I mean, what do you think when you see this? What do you think of? Well, some people would say this. He's pandering to the Sikh community. He's pandering to the Sikh community. Now, maybe he's not, but when people see pictures like this, they sort of think, why is he wearing these clothes? Why is he wearing that on his head? What's he trying to do? That's not really a Canadian custom, right? Those aren't Canadian clothes. What's he trying to do? Maybe he's trying to pander to this people group. Now, the Sikh community are a very large minority group here in Canada. Okay, so politicians want the Sikh vote. They want that vote. Okay, now take a look at this picture. Who's this guy? Do you know? You might not know who this is, but that is Andrew Scheer. Now, if you've never heard of him before, you might be hearing a lot about him in a few months, because in a few months, we're having an election here in Canada in October, and he could be the next Prime Minister of Canada. Wow, did you know that? Okay, so here are the three top politicians in Canada. Okay, one of these people will probably be the next Prime Minister of Canada, okay? Andrew Scheer is with the Conservative Party, and Justin Trudeau is with the Liberal Party, and Jagmeet Singh is with the NDP Party. Now, in Canada's history, only someone from one of these parties has become the Prime Minister. Okay, in all of Canadian history, only those two parties, okay? The Conservative Party or the Liberal Party. Okay, so most likely, the next Prime Minister of Canada will either be Justin Trudeau or Andrew Scheer. Okay, now look at these poll numbers here. Andrew Scheer is at 36% and Justin Trudeau is at 31%. That means if the election were to happen today, Andrew Scheer would probably win the election. But these are just polls, right? These numbers go up and down. So it'll be exciting to see what happens in October of this year to see who is going to win, but it's probably going to be one of those two guys. Now, take a look at this picture again, okay? This is Andrew Scheer in India. You can see the Golden Temple in the background. Now, why is he in India? Why did Justin Trudeau go to India recently? Not too long ago, Justin Trudeau went to India, and then Andrew Scheer made a trip to India. Now, why would they go to India? Just for traveling? I mean, I've been to India twice. I love it. I love going to India, and I'm definitely going to go back. The last time I was in India, I think I was there for about 5 months. I really love India. I love the people. I love the food. I love the culture. I'm definitely going to go back. So, I mean, if these guys went to India just to travel and have a good time, I understand that because I did the same thing. But when I see pictures like this, I don't think they went there just to travel and relax. I think they went there to score political points. Score political points. That means to do something to make people like you. Okay, if you say something good or if you do something good and people like you because of that, that means you score political points. Like maybe you take a picture of you holding a baby. And people say, wow, he's a nice guy. He's holding a baby. I'm going to vote for him, right? That means you score political points. And politicians are very good at doing this. They know how to score points to get votes. Okay, so here are the three leaders in Canada of the biggest parties. There are some other, some smaller, you know, leaders, but these are the biggest ones, okay? The leader of the NDP is Jagmeet Singh, and the leader of the Liberal Party is Justin Trudeau, and the leader of the Conservative Party is Andrew Scheer. Now, I've listened to all of these guys, you know, I've listened to interviews, and I've heard what they say. I've heard them a lot on the news. And to be honest, in my opinion, all of these guys are guilty of pandering. Pandering. You know, they pander to different groups. What do you want? Oh, yeah, I'll help you with this. Oh, what do you want? Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay. What do you want? Everybody's just like, you know, everybody wants something, right? In the world, in our country, like in Canada, everyone says, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me? Oh, yeah, I'll do that for you. I'll do that for you. So that's what pandering means, you know. Politicians say one thing to one group, they say another thing to another group. They just want to get votes, okay? So in my opinion, you know, all of these guys do it. It's just politics. These guys are very good politicians. And I don't like politicians too much, but I think they're all very nice guys. They're probably nice guys. If I could meet them, hey, that'd be great. I'd say, hey, how are you doing? Nice to meet you, right? I would be nice to them. They would be nice to me. Okay, but I think these guys all do pandering. They pander to get votes. Hey, I want to know, do the politicians in your country pander to voters? Does this happen in your country? Let me know down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.